Blog Talk Radio. your love tonight. Drown between your thighs. I'm still here, ain't no excuse when I see you in my sleep. I'm sky beyond belief. Ain't nothing you can make me do, baby.
Almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I'll never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. Chillin' on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, I'm all location. I don't want to see me gettin' faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you, cry, go crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. In hell, I tell you, we felt what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
music. High life.
It's 2:30 in the morning. Round the time you know we going in. I have to kiss so you don't throw it in. No, but you get crazy when you're horny. I feel like I should be your lover, I should be your friend. All those silly tissues made up in your head. Money can't pay for your time, but it's not love. And love cannot pay for that shit that I bought ya. Swear to God I should be gone, feel alone. Cause I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. You. Can I pay for the shit that I bought ya? Yeah. Ooh, got me up on some drama. Knowing this shit is a problem. Yeah. But I got I should be gone, leave you alone. But I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. You. Yeah, babe.
Good evening, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Hey, diva, I am doing. How are you?
I'm good, you know, playing some songs I haven't heard in a while, you know, and I'm enjoying them. You know, the mood is right,
mm-hmm.
The atmosphere is fun, and man, I'm ready to get started.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Rawlings on. You got yours on?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
No, that's right. Before I continue, let me give a big shout out. Oh, wait, let me give y'all the phone number to call in for those that are streaming online or, you know, maybe listening on somebody else's phone or whatever. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one and engage us. We won't bite you, I promise, not unless you want us to. Before I go any further, let me give a big shout-out and a thanks to a very, very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry we were talking about, Rawlings. I'm talking about Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah. And I'm getting ready to tell you right now where you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry called Rawlings. You can adorn your body with whatever you choose to design, or you can allow him to put his magic on it and give you a special design with his touch. You can get them over at Facebook at RawlingsBRaw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't acquire them over there, y'all holler at anybody on here in Epiphany Radio, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces of jewelry. So, Diva,
Diva,
this topic is hot. Oh, my goodness. There are so many, so many forms of it. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to tell them what the topic is? Or you want me to give it to them?
You know what? I can give it to them.
Oh, well, give it to them.
I can.
Okay.
Is it, you know what? Now, see, this is about foreplay tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Is do you get enough?
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
We want to know, do you get enough foreplay? And, you know, and maybe if you're feeling adventurous, you might like to tell us what type of foreplay you like.
Ooh, child, that's hot. Lord, Lord, Lord. Yes, do you? If you get any at all, or when you get some, getting some, do you get enough foreplay? Or don't you get any at all? We want to hear what you got. Jesus, my goodness. I'm ready for some poetry, but before I get into it, I want you to answer the question. If you get any, or when you getting some, do you get enough foreplay?
Now, I'm going to be totally transparent. I don't need much foreplay. Not a lot at all, because I'm already primed and I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? So by the time I get my hands on them, it's on and cracking. But I do like, you know, the cuddling and the light kisses and the, you know, those type of feel here and there. And so I like a little. And, you know, when I'm in a cuddling mood, I just like a lot. And then, you know, just a build up, you know what I'm saying? But ordinarily, I don't need much. But what about you, Diva?
Oh, child, me? I'm going to tell you. Foreplay for me comes in all. Ooh, where did echo come from? Okay. So, foreplay for me comes in all different types of stimulation, and it doesn't take a whole lot to stimulate me, but it could just be the thought of him or, you know, a scent that he wore that particular day before we had to go off to work or something, or his touch when I do see him. It could be anything, or just his energy because he desires me. I'm feeling it. I'm picking up on it. It could be anything. So foreplay isn't one particular thing. But if I'm with him, if there's a particular man that I am with, you best believe it's foreplay going on, period. Because
right.
For one, I'm very flirty. I'm very flirtatious. I know I am. And I am highly, highly sexual. So there's, for me, just being with someone is foreplay, period. Okay? Because my mind, my body, my whole existence with that particular person is foreplay. It could be anything, and I'm always ready. I'm always ready.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a beautiful thing. It is absolutely a beautiful thing.
And it really is. Because I like, you know what, it's the start of intimacy for me. And if I'm, well, now that my my marital status has changed, I mean, well, my status has changed, it's an intimacy between us. And then he'll give me that look, or I'll give him the look. And
absolutely.
It doesn't require much, not for me. But, you know, he gets a good. And that's when I get it good.
I hear that. I hear that. All right. Well, how you want to do this? You want me to kick this off with this poetry, or you want to kick it off?
Go ahead, hostess. I'm right behind you.
All right. All right. So, you guys, this is untitled. As a matter of fact, this is an old piece that I tweaked a little bit, and I hope you like it. All right. He transforms at night, and I want the beast in him, so I greet him already juicy and on all fours, allowing him to lose control as I feel the palm constructed from every spot he's kissed on my body. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know sensuous because he's read my essence like a book, as if his pen dripped ink on my pages. In the presence of him, I know desire because for the first time in my existence, my appetite is satisfied, and I only want him. More from only him. In his energy, I know ownership because I allow him to claim me. Melancholy no longer dwells within or veiled and found bittersweet through hidden cycles of hurt because my mind is free as he holds me captive, and I now crave only the sweetest things in life because his voice whispers truth to my heart as he plucks and savors my fruit as I flourish and grow. Because he is the tree that I can always pick fruit from. Gives me life. His lore is tender and effortless as an arousing aromatherapy. My mouth torrid with excitement, trying to catch my breath, but eager for the touch of his lips. And I am completely engulfed in the revealed simplicity. And that's that piece.
Now, I want you to go back to one of those lines. He read my essence. Did you say he read my essence like a book?
Wait a minute.
Something like
Yeah. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know sensuous because he's read my essence like a book, as if his pen dripped ink on my pages.
Yes. Girl, look at here. That's some sexy stuff. That's some sensuous
thank
stuff.
You.
I should start it off first. Now, I only want to follow.
Don't even try. We're ready for you. So I'm going to move over off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I asked him, does he get enough? What I meant was foreplay, because any day, in any place, he's ready. So he says yes when I began kissing him on his neck, his cheeks, then his lips. I moved my hands under his shirt to feel his warm skin. I love how he feels. His muscular arms, his smooth skin. His nipples are already hard. I ease off his shirt and begin my forage. My tongue and lips do the talking. He starts moaning right away, grabs my hands and kisses me fervently as we walk aimlessly to our bedroom. So I was ready. My body always yearns for his, no matter where or when. I wanted it right away. See, I don't require much foreplay, but he wanted to tease. And wanted to please, kissed my shoulder blade and asked, does this still turn you on? I gasped and I shivered. He grinned and then touched me on my cheek, took my lips, tongue whirring slowly with mine. It was on. I didn't need foreplay, and today neither did he, and that's that piece.
Ooh, girl. Lordy. You know what? There is something about approaching your man and sliding your hands up under his shirt to feel his skin and reveal it. Ooh, girl. It's something of that particular part of intimacy and foreplay, if you will, that it just... It does something for me. It's almost like a magnet, a force that draws me in even more, because after I do that, well, during the time that I slide in my hands up under his shirt, I'm kissing his neck, his chest, and right back up, right up to his lips. Girl, that is some serious play for me. Because it, like I said, it don't take much for me to go there, to get me there.
I know,
right? Especially, you know, I really, you know, I don't think I've ever been with any man that I didn't desire. Regardless of how the relationship went, there was a point in the beginning that I had desire for him, or he would have never gotten access to me at all. And that part has always turned me on. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You know what, Steve? I love that piece. I do. And I think tonight, it's not, we don't have a king. We have a Lord Atterbury. Well, hello, Lord Atterbury. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
What's up? How y'all ladies doing?
What's going on?
I'm doing good. Did I say it right? Do we have... We got Lord tonight, or we got King? What we got?
I'm a man of multiple names, whatever you call me.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Usually you give us the exact name, what personality we get. You ain't going to put that on me. Well, since you did, though, I'm going to leave it as Lord, because that's what we used to getting up in here in the Erotic Club Zone. How you doing tonight?
How are you doing tonight? I'm doing good.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And also, LaPearl, I want to thank you for last night, you know, for Wiz of Love, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You were righteous with that. No.
Well, thank you for letting me ride shotgun, trusting, you know, that I won't let you down. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
Everything was cool. I put some nice, cool music on my YouTube channel when I upload the video, and everything was smoothed out. I was like, yo, this is like, the ambiance is so cool. You know what I mean? So
that's what's up.
I appreciate you coming through for me. You know what I mean? So that was righteous. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I had to come through tonight. I wrote the piece while I was at work. You know what I mean? So I figured I got to come through. You know what I mean?
All right, well, I got to ask you the question of the evening, though. Do you get enough foreplay?
Always.
all right now.
Oh, well. Ooh, so that's these eyes really fall for different vibes. It don't matter what name I go by. When they see these eyes, when I look into the woman's eyes, they know. You know what I mean? That's why they always say, it's something about your eyes. I don't know. It's just something about your eyes. Like, give a certain look. Like, girl, you know what's up. It's like that Donnell Jones type thing. Girl, you know what's up.
Oh, yes. And I'm a fan of Donnell Jones, absolutely. It is something about his eyes. Don't ever look at me like that, okay? Because you might scare me.
You don't want me or Donnell Jones?
I'm talking about you.
Look, I ain't even going to go into that when I'm in because I look at you a certain way, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Don't scare me.
I ain't gonna scare you. I'm just prepare you. That's all.
Oh, Lord.
Call preparation. And when he's looking at me like that.
That's what's up. Now that you've answered the question, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something there. You already said it.
All right. This is called Reaction Part 3.
The mic is yours.
As I lay in bed with deep thoughts about life within our union, you enter our bedroom from the shower, taking a moment to rest yourself. Our eyes meet as I smile, giving you the look that you know well. Removing myself from the position, applying lotion to your back. Your body starts to twitch because of the touch that is given. Now, this is the beginning of when I applied, and you reside in me, your sexiness. Our noses rub each other as our passionate kiss starts. As I nibble on your earlobe, I feel your hands in my boxes, caressing and holding onto my private parts firmly. It's in my chest as your nails go up and down my back, body to body, inhaling each other's air close and near. Our aura changes colors in despair, which arises. The tone in which we speak carries an angelic vibe. It's the high in the position in which we bring upon each other. It's a two-for-one special, due to the love that is shown. The brighter side of me was established before I booked it. Although we're not married, it's a cosmic thing. Through my eyes from the sky is our organic anniversary, grabbing the marvelous message of me, singing from me to you. Voice so melodic, you love the man behind the hands. Is this copacetic nostalgia? Or something just like candy. You call me Lord, even though you see the best part of King. Once the groove is in the heart, it's peace, power, and love. Just know it ain't nothing to bring us all around the bus, Lord.
Damn. Wait a minute. Hold up. We're talking about angelic vibes and nails and skin and wait a minute, rubbing lotion and holding private parts nicely. I'm like, damn. Okay.
I know, right?
Diva.
And Diva, don't forget about that aura.
I'm alone.
Yeah.
Alone.
You know what?
Right now. Hey, you know what? I got stuck of just a little bit of stuff. You know, it's that look you know so well. I'm like, ooh.
Yes,
and you know what?
You know the best part.
King, you know what, King? I think you got them kind of eyes, too. You might got them penetrating eyes that a woman might not be able to exist, you know, resist. I'm married, so I can't. Ha. Anyway.
It's all just
that.
I do. You know what I mean? These eyes tell a story to you when I said you might want to get involved or might not, but at the same time you want to.
Wow.
I ain't stuck on myself. I'm just saying I'm speaking off experience.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. We
really
need experience. Who want to get involved with somebody that ain't got no experience? I don't.
Hello.
No. Okay.
We have no
I ain't got time.
I don't have to say anything to you. These eyes tell you what's going on.
Shit, that piece was hot. I don't know if I'm actually having a hot flash or if I'm just... listening to that piece.
These eyes will tell you where you want to go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The smile around the eyes, it tells you right there, like, let's go time, baby. You already know where we at.
Ain't no wrong with that.
I mean,
I caught two of the cosmic things.
It's a cosmic thing, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was decent. That was really dope. Oh, man. Wow. Thank you very much, Lord, my Lord, Atterbury. Before we let you escape over there, because Kalinda's over there, she's waiting to get to work. You know, ain't nobody in the love lounge yet. So before we let you go on over there and behave here, can you please tell everyone?
I'm just going over there have an iced tea and chill. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And be accountable for what occurs in the lab.
Well, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Look, you know what I'm saying? Monday night, 9 p.m. in the Epiphany Universe, King and Queen's Quarters. 9 p.m. show up for that good music, that good vibe, that beautiful poetry. We here. Tuesday night, 7:30 or 8 p.m. We have Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Network. Where we make it do what it do. You never know what you're getting on that network doing that. So we right there. So on Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have the West Side Connection with Ray the Poet and Evan Blow and myself, the host, King Atterbury. Come through. I mean, it is what it is. You want to join in? Shoot me a text. Joel Washington Atterbury, Facebook. You make it happen, Captain. You know what I mean?
But, I know that's right.
We here. We in it.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you for that. Now, I know you know your way on over there to the Love Lounge. And like I said, my mixologist, she's over there waiting to get to work.
I'm moving and grooving.
Gotta behave
vibes,
now.
Baby, it's all vibes.
Poetic ain't in there tonight. So, you know.
Who's talking about poetic? Why are you bringing another man's name up on the subject matter of being I mean, don't correct my boy. Oh, hold on. Help. Let me stand politically correct because I got to show much respect to my brother. On Tuesdays, it's me and my brother, Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, on Tuesdays, 7:30 or 8 p.m. Tune in. That's my brother. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying. I'm
that's
just chilling. Feeling like a villain that opening up ceilings. I mean,
oh, Lord.
y'all two being troublemakers tonight. Don't be having no ill will for me and my brother in the line.
I'm just going off of what I know to have happened.
It might be some shade going on right now. Don't be calling this great people to my brother. You know what I mean? Word. I'm going back to have me a couple of iced teas, a and breathe
I ain't gonna say nothing else. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
That's well. But I appreciate the platform. I appreciate coming through for you ladies.
Appreciate you too.
Right, thank you.
I mean, Rally gloves on, everybody.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lord.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
All right. Ooh, thinking of Diva. I think I got a song for him for that piece.
All right.
Sounds good.
Oh, na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light. Hey, thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we, I got love we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming over. And when she reach, she want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn off the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? No bad vibes can stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it's turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Erotic Love Zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. All right, Diva, so since I don't see no more hands up, we see callers, we just don't see no hands up. I think I have another piece.
All right.
Let me see. My tablet will come in right here. Okay. This is called Can We Talk? Excuse me, y'all. Because of my melodic nature, the moon never misses an appointment. It swoons over my ethereal presence because I have deep conversations every night. And in the day, the sun just loves to cover me. But can we talk for a minute? You know, soul to soul for a few years throughout eternity. I mean, that special conversation that you can only gain understanding through love's light. For me, that light is always on because I speak truth from, through, and to purity of the heart. I mean, it's the only kind of conversation I ever want to have. Beyond the obvious frivolity of skin and the thin veil of superficiality, that we have our own lane with no traffic, with signs on the road in our own love language. Can I talk to you about how I look forward to you every day because I just love and need you because your knowledge is growth. And the tree I can always pick fruit from. Can we talk about how I not just feel, about how I want not just to feel your arms around me, but your emotional embrace as well. About when I close my eyes, I see your face and long for the chance to touch it because our skin together is the most beautiful complexion. Like extended kisses with my legs around your waist as we are submerged in a hot spring, making love under the fall of pristine waters. Just the perfect connection. Can we talk? I mean, I just want to talk about you. I just want to talk to you about how there's no such thing as the existence of time and space between us because I get lost in you whenever your fingers intertwine with mine. But I want to know, can we just talk for a moment? That's that piece.
See, I love that. You know, our skin together is the beautiful complexion. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And then right off the bat, the moon never misses an appointment. Ooh, the shine over your ethereal being. Oh, come on, Diva. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? This is what I love about your poetry, though. You know what? See, I'm a straight shooter, but you just like the dog with the biscuit. You just make me soar all the way up to the sky and then float all the way down back to earth. You know what I
love
I mean?
When you say that.
Right like that. You know? It's like,
Oh.
And then here I come in with,
blah,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Come on now. No, you may be a straight shooter.
You know what I mean.
But you have, yes, but you got a special, you have a special tone and rhythm that you use that makes the listener sit up and pay attention and just, you know, your pieces make you swoon sometimes, girl, because you just have this, you have a natural, sensual way about you. And your voice, oh, my God, man, look, please. Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's
going
to crack tonight because I'm coming down with something, and I hope I'm not. But You know, I remember somebody told me one time, could you stay sick just for a couple more days? What?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because
your voice.
Crazy.
Your voice, it does it. It does it, honey. I got what they were saying. I ain't mad at them for saying that to you because
it intensified.
It actually intensified the sexiness of your piece. I mean, you could have did you know, London Bridge is falling down, and it would have sounded sexy as hell when your voice was like that. That was decent.
Well,
Diva, we got another caller in here. Would you like to do your piece first? And then we open the mic.
You know what? Let our caller come on, and then I'll follow.
All right. Let's let this caller in. I believe this is our Canadian connection. I'd hate to be wrong.
Hello.
Hey, all right, that's what I'm talking about. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. This is Lee.
Thank you.
Lee.
I wrote a new poem for you tonight.
Oh, we got fresh ink. Ooh, we feel special every time. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. But I got to ask you the question of the evening first, okay?
Okay.
Lady A. Do you get enough foreplay?
Oh.
Oh, man.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Have you ever gotten enough foreplay?
Oh, yes. But it's pretty much desert over here.
Don't feel bad. I'm right there with you, honey. I was just reminiscing through my answer. Believe
me. Yeah,
it's been a long job, but you know what? It's a choice that I make to keep it kind of desolate for now. You know, because I'm not into frivolous connections or you know, random sex. I'm not doing it. Okay. I want something deep and meaningful like me.
But you always feel, I don't know, back in the day at least, I used to feel guilty over that. Not guilty, but just bad about myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wrote a piece tonight to kind of say, what it should be like.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what then. I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. And this is simply called Foreplay. Likening to pregame Super Bowl, warm-ups maximize performance. Timeline average 15 to 30 minutes pregame, working the cardio, stretches, and robust moves. Zero to fuck me just doesn't cut it. Warm me up for the goal. Desire is seen in your eyes. They devour me and set me on fire. Sanguinous lust flows. Sex tide rushes, awakens silken folds. Ample breasts, nipples erect, with touches, suckling tongue and lips. Wet, slippery, aching kitty purrs when teased to submission. Whisper words beautifully curved to my silhouette and make me sweat. Write poetry on my skin. Together, we sin as verses hypnotically dance. Candle lit room, smoky and Sam sing seductive tunes. Like rivers meander, currents grow stronger. Not yet. Let's play longer. Let me straddle your hips. Let me tease while you drip your cock just ahead in the spot, wet and so hot. An appetizer. A precursor for what comes next. My tongue licks from base to the tip. My hands slip, lingers and grips. Watch closely now. Sit back and learn how I pleasure myself when alone. Let me observe you pull and pump firm, my arousal barely controlled. Kiss me, my love, like I'm the only one you'll ever love. My thighs open wide, you enter inside, you slide wildly and ride. two lovers collide. Crescendo of cries, open floods tide. Explode, gush, hips softly thrust. Love fills the air. We bask in the hush. End poem.
Well, damn.
Well,
I got some stuff to say about this. No. I'm in the best. I'm muted. I'm like, what the? Oh, shit.
I know.
I'm taking
Me
notes,
too.
Girl.
Me too.
Ooh.
What?
Go ahead, Diva. You go first.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, first of all, it was the timeline, and then Zero to Fuck Me just don't cut it. I'm like, what? Oh. And then I really got stuck as Let Me Tease You As You Drip. I'm sitting up here like, wait a minute. My socks fell off on their own. I'm like, wow. Knickers off, socks off, damn. I was like, what? So this was damn sexy. I was like, well, whoa.
So glad
you
like it. Okay, it was the Zero to Fuck Me just won't cut it too. But wait a minute.
Okay.
I had to grab my pen just to make sure I was writing down the right thing. I was like, did she say Zero to Fuck Me? What? Oh, shit.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I mean, I understand.
Yes.
I relate to it, but I never heard nobody use that term. That is dope.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Ample breast, nipples, erect, kitty butt, fly widely.
Come on now.
Look. You done
what?
Upset the whole studio, lady.
I think you melted the mic. We got to send her a bill. The mic.
Yeah, we got to get a whole new microphone. We got a storage closet for brand new ones, but it's been a long time since we had to replace one. Damn. Okay, let me ask this question. Did you say slide wildly or widely?
I think it was, let me just hang on a second. Do you slide wildly?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wildly.
Ooh, child. I got to make sure my toy is charged up for the night because, I got a date with Bob.
You know
who Bob is, right?
From Base to Tip. Yes, Lord.
Okay, yeah. Me and him going to have a little bit of fun tonight. I ain't played with Bob in a couple weeks, so it's about time. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Oh, my. Lady, hey, you came in here and did that. Okay.
I'm so happy.
Shit, so are we. We happy to the most.
Okay.
Yes. Ooh. Girl. All right. Well,
I'm thinking about this piece tonight.
You and me both, girl. Shoot, I'm feeling some kind of way in my nether region right now.
You know what, Lady A? I think, you know what? This piece was hot, steaming, delicious, delectable, all of that. Would you have to give us a copy. I'm serious. You got to drop it in our inbox. I got to read that
over
again.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to sleep tonight.
It doesn't go outside someplace else, eh?
No.
Huh?
It's in the.
Yeah, I'll drop it in there for you guys.
Girl.
Well, you know what,
all
Lady
right.
A, go over in that Love Lounge and get you anything you want. Talk Columbus.
It's on the house. Yeah, it is definitely on
everything.
The house. Okay.
Oh,
Lord. We got to get some rags and wipe off the windows and stuff because it got super steamy up in this studio.
Look, I'm so glad I got my water. Hey. Whoa.
Ooh, child, I do too. Let me take a few sips. And, lady, I'm going to send you
over
there to the Love Lounge. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. One mic. Goodness gracious. Girl, I got a song for that. I got to play this song. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hold on. Sheesh.
Diva, Diva, Diva. That is one of my favorite George Michael songs. Hear me?
Yeah. I love that too.
Girl. I'm still reeling from that piece from Lady A. How dare she come in here and just upset the whole room? Goodness.
I'm telling you.
I remember this piece
it's gonna
a
be
long
a minute.
Time. Shit.
Okay. I might have to, like, put it on the wall or something. Damn.
I know this is going in my file with saved poetry because, man, I knew she was capable of it, and she actually has given us some pretty erotic pieces. But this one tonight,
absolutely.
Shit, my leg popped open. Girl.
I don't think I got a hot flash. I got flashes.
I hear that. But, Diva, we've been waiting for you to come back around to us with another piece of deliciousness. So what I'm going to do, you already know, I'm going to get off the stage, I'm going to adjust that spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is an old one that I found about foreplay. Our foreplay starts in the day. I know what you're thinking. You don't have to be drinking to get that high we share. To bring each other off, my flower is already slick, anticipating your pistol. But I'll start with my caramel girl. I'll tell you how I feel them. My pebbles I tweak. But while moaning, I'll try to speak. Because I'm going to penetrate your mind. Going into the folds of your brain, just as my fingers dive into my lower lips, but not yet. Wanna bet as the dusk turns to night, the night turns into dawn, you will have come so hard, you'll probably stifle a yawn, cause I'm just that greedy, and my flower is just that needy. I will mentally drain you, leave you wanting me badly. Begging to give us a try. Know this, I make it nasty. Foreplay like this will never be classy. So tell me, how you gonna stroke it? Cause it's all about foreplay and all essential shit. And that's that piece.
Oh, y'all coming strong tonight from the grip. Y'all did not come to play tonight. I see, and that's
that
all right.
See, that was an old piece.
That's okay. Poetry and sexiness and erotica and just sex is timeless. It never gets old, okay?
Mm.
And I loved it. I'm trying to find a song here to play, because damn, yo. All right, I got something for that. And after we come... After this music break, and I guess we'll do another station identifier, and then we're going to bring Milord Atterbury back up in here. All right, Diva.
Ooh. All right.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Diva. I'm still
I like that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I like that song. Mm-hmm. So how about we open up this microphone again for my Lord Adderberry.
Absolutely.
Are you there, Your Majesty?
Yo, the Lord is in the day, any time, it's whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Well, we're ready for some more of that deliciousness you brought earlier. So I'm going to just get off the stage and, as usual, adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Yo, I'm in my Dougie Press moment. You know, I came to rock. Not me. All right, seriously, this is a piece titled Feeling You. Distance is ours and heavy mileage on the gas. I'm thinking about those touching on that ass. Beside the nest round the breast, the rest while I'm being fresh, laying your head on my chest until you expose that nest. Will I deep dive in your eyes, it's all honey when I'm hungry. These open thoughts about you, I can bring a hot. Raising your legs in the sky, kissing what's really been dry. Dreaming of this moment, or why are we in the now? Let's explore each other's style, then become versatile. As I stand right in front of you, while you kneel before the divine, relax yourself and unwind. So you can release my peace of mind. Take me inside of those sweet lips. Let it rest on your tongue. This day is still young. Make sure you get your bubble gum. Don't waste while you taste all from this low pot. Okay. Yours.
Y'all won't stop playing with me. Lord. I wasn't calling you, Lord Atterbury. I'm just saying, Lord. L A L-O-R-D. Not L-O-R-D.
They all call upon the Lord. You know what I mean? And the Lord shall show up upon those that call upon thee.
Yo,
just believe me when I say, when you call upon those that say what's really been dropped, you don't need to ask the question why. Because I ride.
Lord. He played too much. I hear you.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you dig that line, the deep dive in your house?
Yes.
I caught that. Hey, I caught all that. Bringing it. Oh, Lord.
I'm on it, baby. I am.
He is cutting up tonight. All right, I got to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Okay, Kalinda's still over there waiting for somebody to order another drink. And you got Lady A over there. You can have a little conversation with her, okay? Talk about that piece that she brought up in here with all that hotness.
I'm going to have a conversation with myself. You know what I mean? Because I'm cosmic. I'm cosmic right now.
I feel you want that cosmic thing. All right, Mr. Cosmic. Thank you once again. One love, one mic. Ooh, Lord.
One love, one mic.
So, I got another song. Let me play something else. All right. I'm going to see ya.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't played this in
a
while.
You.
I don't even know what I'm about to play, but y'all going to hear it anyway, whatever it is. Get it down, you know I don't play fair. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Did I do another station identifier? Diva?
Yeah, we're on number two. So if you want to do another one, you can.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to throw another one up in there real quick. All right. Welcome back to all my callers and listeners and streamers and all that good stuff. Diva, I think I have another piece to spit.
All right.
I believe I do. Can I have a microphone?
Well, you can have the spotlight and let me hand you that microphone.
Thank you.
It's all yours.
Thank you. This is called Majestic Desires. I just crashed into this thing I feel for him, and it left me unable to just walk away. I was trapped deep under a heavy pile of my emotions, caught all up in his energy. And now my love for him runs deep as still waters. So if you were to ask me if I have a favorite moment with him, I'd say my life, since he's entered it. My heart has been touched by many, but only one has ever kissed my soul as he. I swear this man is the sweetest drug, because he brings me the sun and the warmth of his truth permeates through my skin. I'm addicted. He makes love to my words when he reads my poetry, and his smiles send my butterflies dancing. My mind, my body, my heart all hunger for him, and I fall in love like it's the first time whenever he looks in my eyes, because he makes it so that I always see forever in his. And he gazes at me in shameless desire as if trying to burrow into my soul. When we embrace in our love making, his moan from me moaning intentions in his ear, as he thrusts deeper inside me, is magical. Every inch of my skin shivers at his touch, and it makes me want to taste every morsel of what he is. His energy is so deeply intertwined with mine, I could be totally content just staring at him for hours, simply fantasizing about the taste of his lips, without even saying a word, because he doesn't have to speak. His soul talks to me, and that's that piece.
See, it's these lines. First of all, there's a classic song, okay, by the Four Tops, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Still Water. And he's like, my love is deep as still water. I'm like, oh, oh, oh. And then you're like, he's the sweetest drug and you're addicted and he makes love to your words. I'm like, woo. I'm like, wow. And, you know, that's, you know what it is? You have romanticism. You have that sultriness. Reverend voice about you, like, all I have to do is speak to get you in here. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful piece.
Thank you. And I want to confess something. A lot of my pieces are fantasy, But most of them come from some sort of experience I've had with a particular person, you know. And that's it. I ain't going to divulge no more information. I just needed you all to know that. But Diva, Lord Atterbury said that he got another one. He want to come up in here. You want to go first, or should I let him back in? Because I'm trying to, I'm trying to calm down from the last piece. He just gets.
Well, I'll go, and then he can go again. I'm trying to jack us up. So I'll try to go.
All right, Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is not so old. It's called I Let Him Lead Me. I got caught up in his kiss, his embrace. He knew I loved him. He didn't tease me. He only wanted to please me. Yet, I let him lead me into ecstasy. I thought I had him, mind, body, and soul, making him moan and rise. Yet, what he was doing to me had me floating in a time and space. Goosebumps ran amok, making me tremble. I was being made love to, and all I can do was hang on to him as he laved my body with his tongue. I grew hoarse between moaning and screaming, and I barely heard him ask, "Do you want me to take it?" I acquiesced quickly because he had me before he asked. I let him take me higher and deeper until I hit climax and collapsed. Then he lifted me and said, "More." I didn't think I had any more to give until he thrust it into me, making my honey pot overflow. He withdrew to taste me. I came again as he held me. Damn, I thought I had him fly. Was I lying? Oh, my God. He had me sighing because he took me deeper, deeper into ecstasy. I let him leave me. As he proceeded to feed me, I felt myself drip. I let him leave me further. I got caught up. As he touched the curve of my hip, fell helpless, completely under his spell. And I came. And that's that piece.
And you what? I was choking on my water. Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. Y'all, Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness, goodness, because this is absolutely delicious tonight. You know, we may not have a whole lot of callers up in here, but y'all just bringing the heat for real. I'm trying to get myself together, too. Y'all get me excited, and I can't sit still. Seriously, I have a, I don't know if it's a nervous twitch with my hips or something, but I get to rocking a little bit back and forth. And, ooh, child. Y'all just, ooh, Lord, it's good and hot up in here. Should I play a song first before letting Lord Atterbury pick up in here? Because I'm still trying
Maybe
to come.
Maybe you should get yourself together, right?
All right, Lord, just hold on. We'll be right back. Goodness.
Love just happens, Lord.
Girl,
I'm trying to tell you, Anita Baker gets you pregnant. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. I love Anita Baker. I fell in love with her music when I was about 15. And I have I've been hooked because the first song that I heard from her was Angel. And me being a Pisces, I am a music fiend. Okay, and to hear that song, it just did something for me. That one particular song, it actually made me call up one of my closest friends that I wasn't speaking to at the time. I was very angry with her, but I was like, girl, you got to hear this, because she a Pisces too, so I know how she feels about music. She was mad at me too, but she was like, all right. She listened to that joy. Called me back. She was like, you play too much. I love that song and been a fan of Anita Baker ever since. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I love her. But anyway, are you ready? You ready for to let this poet back in to drive us even more crazy? Here we go. Woo. Welcome back again, Lord Atterbury.
I'm back in the building.
Yeah. And here to wreck some more.
Yeah. No, any of you ladies out there looking for a play theme, holler at your boys out there.
Play theme. Oh, my.
No, you didn't.
I'll catch you in all the right places. You know what I'm saying? We ain't
got
to catch no cases, all
right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord. My inbox is going to be blowing up. Like, what's his name again?
Joel Washington Atterbury. King Atterbury, Lord Atterbury, Cully G.
Lord. Oh, my goodness. All right, my Lord.
I represent you, Davis, though. You know what I'm saying? Your family, So I'm always staying right close to y'all. You know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always space for you. You know that. You family, too.
Yeah.
True. You know that.
Yeah, no doubt. I just like to be funny and comical out here. You know what I mean? So that's my personality. Not
we
too many
that.
People
we
see that side of me when I, you know what I mean, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, it's all good. Whatever personality we get, it's all good. We love them all. So, let me get my other bottle of water because I just drank drank one, but I need another one. Shit. I don't even think I drank this much water in one, you know, in a couple of hours before. But, yeah, I need this tonight because y'all got me hyperventilating from your poetry, man. All right, let me, I'm going to open up my bottle of water while I give you the microphone and back out the way.
All
right. The mic is yours.
Yeah, this title right here is called Plaything Part 2. Without emotion, a night when I write in blind sight, whether morning, afternoon, or evening, the nightlight, half past nine, cheap liquor or fine wine, sound of music in my mind that God always aligned, cross multiple angles, pain game with thank you, dimension, energy, the cycle, just off the ankle, fly high with speed as I'm flash on mercury, feel what it is to be as I'm moving off high degrees. No puppet master, the craft, the inner, become fatality. Masquerade casualty, end up where dead flowers be. What they want must be a stunt to knock off my square. My elevation is here with nobody inside my ear. Thoughts come alive from inside my hyperdrive. I'm in and out of space, don't touch the king's vibe. Keep up on the one, two. Don't be the one I run to.
Ham.
You know what? I can't. I just can't.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
I'm gonna stop.
Like, come no. find out.
That's just what that sounds like.
Come on, find out.
Yo. Yeah, I got the perfect song for that, too. I got the perfect song for that, joy too. Oh, he's so naughty tonight. Just cutting
well,
up.
Out, I like the boys. All different aspects of life to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just saying, anybody's in the gym a lot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. That was I'm sure Kalinda is still sitting over there by herself. I don't know if we got a lot of business over there tonight in the Love Lounge.
I don't know.
But,
she got a Long Island iced tea waiting for me when I that she know what I want. Word, I'm a regular.
Right, that is true. That is true. You are a regular.
I'm a regular.
I know
no
she knows your drink.
I mean.
Alright. I'm getting ready to go back. I might call your government tonight. I'm gonna leave it alone now. Send you back over.
That's me.
Alright. You tripping tonight. Alright. Lord Atterbury, thank you once again for coming over here and giving us some more of that deliciousness. And it is delicious tonight. Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even going to say Lord no more. I'm just like, good grief. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo. I said I got a song for that one. This is just, that's what I'm getting from this. Here you go.
Talking cash shit, Been ballin' all my life, Lamborghinis, fast whips. She down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide. We run the streets but on G5s, I'm talking fly. Boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted. She on my wanted poster, Ciroc and my mimosa. I'm ballin' like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through with chronic. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice, I say we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you could have.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Oh, Diva, I think we got another caller in here. I'll open up this next caller and see who it is. I think I know who it is, but I'm not sure. I'm not good with the numbers, just the names programmed in. So let's see. Good evening, 50, Erico 501. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? What do we have on the mic? Okay, I don't know if you're having a problem speaking or what, but I already said I don't recognize the number. You're going to have to speak up. Let everybody know who you are.
Go ahead and get it, man. Terrible. That is terrible.
Well, guess what?
Yeah,
it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another one of Epiphany's members. Just Jay from the Just Jay and Just Gina show. How you doing tonight, Jay?
Say it again.
I say, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I'm all right. No, I'm not all right. I have a feature tomorrow, and I was looking at my poems, and I was trying to pin them up to the top of my Word, and they got routine for me, and I had hit remove, and now I don't know how to find my doggone poem.
Oh, no. Do you remember? Wait a minute. Do you remember how you started any of them? Because usually in your predictive text from you already having it in there, if you start out with maybe one or two of the beginning words, it usually will, the rest of it will start popping up in your in the predictive text. That's the way I find mine.
Wow. Okay.
You can try it that way. You know.
Okay. I like that a lot. I appreciate that. I love solutions.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I know you just came in. So I'm going to ask you the question of the evening, okay? And it is, do you get enough foreplay?
Wow. Y'all going in righteous tonight, ain't you?
It is what it is.
It seemed like such a simple question, but it's very layered.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, check this out. When you meet somebody and it's brand new, the relationship, the honeymoon phase where everything is just awesome and the flaws, you kind of look over them because this person is so dynamic and fresh to you. And then as time go on, things would have a tendency to go ahead and change from what they are, but they are supposed to change. And I think that people are afraid of the change, and they're not doing the necessary things to counteract the change. They just have sour grapes about that there's a change going on here, and you're not the same person. The truth is, if I stayed the same person from when I was a teenager till now, that would mean I didn't grow. We as fellas even have to understand it, like, and you know, y'all women put on fronts too. Like, as far as, like, with the sex thing, the sex thing is regular, and it's like, it will be like this forever. And then that's not true.
Well, we all say that after a while when it's feeling real good, because usually, like you said, we're superstars. We're giving our best in the beginning, you know, because we just want it like that, especially those of us that are
men
lovers.
Believe
we
that, though,
give what we want.
So well. But a man has to understand that as well too. He has to understand that part of it too, and that will help him to go ahead and get past that time without trying to go to DEFCON 5.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Sometimes I have too many options.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's a choice that y'all are making, having all of those options, you know. Most women that want to really be with a man. No. Most women that really want to be with the man that she's with, the word option is not an option. It doesn't even enter her mind to even look at another man, because we just designed that way. You know, we're using googly eyed and all of that stuff. Women weren't meant to have multiple partners and be attracted to several different ones.
Because a woman's body reacts differently to different people.
Absolutely.
And mixing up too much of that can cause problems and havoc.
Yeah, and all of that may come later on in life as the woman matures. Like, at my age, I'm in my 50s. And I don't deal with anybody. So I can find myself being attracted to different men. But if that one happens to enter my life, all of that cuts out. There is no desire for someone else. There's no looking around. I mean, we look because we're human. I mean, you might see something that looks attractive.
Yeah,
but
we can come
out
eyeballing a little bit. Not acting on anything.
Hell no, we have no desire but for that one particular man that we allow in our life. So, yeah, such is life. We want to know. We are very interested in what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of a kitty's desire to be smitten by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with words of his self-magnificence, and when it came to craft, she knew that no one could hand deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a formulation? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babble, and she says it's worth her weeks of lament, because she knows tonight she will get no gent, and more likely she will be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even the hummingbird's wings and beaks could hold a candle. And her panting is hardly audible. She has become a musical instrument. And tonight, this bow could hear the music. And even when the levee busted and the waters did not rush, hooks slowly engulfed everything that they touched. Because her soft melodic pants, shortness of breath, was tied to her waters. And she did not wish to extinguish his wick or have it flare out of control. So she cooled in his ear like a dove, hidden in the brush of this poem, because for once, she just wanted to make love. And she calmed his inner beast with her sweet balance, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts.
With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world. Her pheromones hung heavy in the air, like candy. This nostril cane eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock high up atop a wind vane. His vein twisting in her lightning in the middle of the rain. She's trapped in a grandma storm. Plants his flag deep into her clam. Whilst he kisses her deep from her head to her feet. And we will see what waters the perspiration brings. As the geyser throat swells and spills as if upside down, it goes into the sky, dead into her inner space, till the lawn is soggy. Tonight is only the first act in this experience, because the snow that blows the milky precipitation that causes the blemishes that melt at the stream in a slow motion, drifting and filling the cracks and impacting her life with her well with life. Oh.
Damn. Wait a minute. Diva, you go ahead. Go ahead, Diva.
I was trying to gather my thoughts on this. You said the bevy bust, but the waters didn't rush or gush. I was kind of stuck. I was like, wait a minute, this is a metaphor. Woo wee, and what a metaphor. You know, hey, it's going to bust. Yeah. I like your metaphors. I really do.
Thank you.
I said, you forced me to really listen. And I'm thinking, wow, there are so many metaphors going on here, but I got it, though. See, I got it. But that was a great piece. Mm-hmm. Diva.
Okay. Did you say her panties were no longer audible, or what was that you said?
Oh, it was her panty, and her panty was tied to her waters, and that's the reason why it didn't bust like water and just run all over the place. Everything that it touched didn't go.
I could have swore I heard you say audible. Okay. And then you said her pheromones hung heavy in the air like candy.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. And then they'll say on that one.
Yeah. Okay. It speaks for itself. I just wanted to make sure I heard right. Wow. Well, you know, like my diva said, I am a fan of your metaphors, and you do use a lot of them throughout all of your pieces. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is that actually draws me in. You know, most sapiosexuals are a fan of wordplay, and that's pretty much what metaphors are, especially if you can understand them. And I think they're pretty decent the way that you use them in your pieces, because I get what you're saying. It's just, you know, it's
replay
the fact
value
that you're actually saying. It's really, really decent. Man, y'all came in here tonight and just set the studio on fire. You getting charged for the microphone you just burned up too. I'm letting you know. Even though we got to
stock
up on them this stuff. I was just telling you. Before I let you skate off over there to the Love Lounge, I need you to, I'm going to say, would you be so kind as to tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe? And you got something going on outside of us, too.
I just want to go ahead and say my time over here at Epiphany has been great. It's been very educational, you know, to watch how you guys move in a professional manner like y'all do. So I take my hat off to y'all.
Okay.
We have a show every other Saturday, but I'm not for sure about this Saturday, y'all. So just come there regardless. It's going to be a good show. Whether we're there or Danielle is there, it's going to be a good show.
Absolutely.
We're going to more than likely be there anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be nice. That would be really nice. But don't you have something else going on outside of the Tiffany?
I have a feature coming up tomorrow morning, and I just lost one of my pieces.
Oh, Lord.
I fit it on here on Epiphany, but I don't want to go nuts trying to find it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sucks. Mm-hmm. I've done it. I've deleted a whole piece right after I did it, and all I was trying to do was erase one word and replace it with another.
Ooh.
And I hit instead of hitting the that little X, the backspace, I hit delete.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the? Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I understand how it feels. I know. I do.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
it hurts so bad. It hurts in a different way. It ain't like somebody stabbed you or something. It's just like something wrong with you.
It's been snatched out your damn hand. I know. It's horrible. It is horrible.
I feel like one of those soldier movies is just be walking. He real messed up. He just be walking straight. In a daze, he's just walking.
I don't know what to do. I got to let you go because we got more callers up in here, Jay. And we in the overtime now, so. But thank you very much for coming through. Go on over there to the Love Lounge and grab yourself a drink, whatever it is, you know. Put your feet up.
I'm
going to
do
your
that.
Socks off. Baby. All right, sir. One love, one mic.
Y'all be.
One love, one mic.
Okay. Diva. I really am a fan of his pieces. I do like the metaphors he's using, but. Let's get into let's open up this next microphone because I think this is one of our favorite New York songs. What you think, Diva? I'm gonna open up the mic and find out.
Okay.
I hope I don't say the wrong name.
The one who makes a swoon.
Both of them want from New York make us swoon. Yes. Hey, Hallway. Welcome to the Erotic Live Sound. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what do I call you now? Hey, Mrs. and Miss.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. Don't be talking all salty now. Your ass is married. Cut it out. Anyway.
Oh, see, why you going to do my diva like that? Come on, yeah.
We're all messing on you.
Yeah, that's the Erotic Love Zone. She gotta keep up, you know.
Did you tell her, you know, somebody gonna make her toes do gang signs? She all happy and shit. She was like, oh, booty. What is going on?
Lord have mercy. How you doing tonight, Hop? How you been?
I got this chest cold, but I was kicking. I was on pretty duty today, so I made mad stuff today. I was like, God damn, I made a lot of shit today, but I'm not done. We're playing a plot, you know, trying to plan a plot, get stuff done, make stuff up, you know. I'm trying to put this Ruxley on the map, you know.
I know that's right. And it's getting there. I'll be seeing it, you know, I'll be watching. I see it.
I'm two-stepping now, man. I did a new color today. I did burgundy and royal blue. Them joints came out super hot. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about if we get enough foreplay. That's what we're talking about.
Absolute. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get enough foreplay?
All right, now.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That took a long time.
It did. Oh, okay. I ain't going to ask why. We just wanted a simple yes or no. Oh, man. That's all right. It's all right. It is all right. It sometimes it's like that in life. We come across that season where, you know, some things we get deprived of. But that don't mean it's going to stay like that. It does get better. I promise you that.
You ain't told no lies.
You're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's all good, though. But we do want to know what you brought Delicious for us to listen to tonight, because you are one of the swoon masters. So we already know what we're in store for, mm-hmm. but we just need to hear it.
Well, I'm going to try, because, you know, the master metaphor is, you know, Jerry King came in again. He licked up the floor a little bit. My water shoe. You know.
Yo, I wish you could have heard Lady A. Oh, my God. She upset the whole studio. The windows was fogged up. The floors was getting all slick up. Trust me. Ooh, she upset everybody's nether region with that piece she did. I'm trying
socks,
to tell you.
My socks were taking off.
Yeah, we had to look. You got to check out the replay when you get a chance. I promise you, you won't regret it.
I figure, you know, I am one of her favorite people, so you
know. Look, it's all good. It's all good. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to get down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight just for you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, wait. So you want to hear a love poem or a sex poem?
Anywhere you decide to go, man, we love your poetry.
No, I'm asking. I don't normally do this, but what do y'all want to hear? Love poem, sex poem.
It's your show.
You got a combination of both?
No.
No?
All right,
give us
a
I want to hear sex, because the way that you read anyway, your flow and your sound, the vibration, it still sounds like a combination of love and sex. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So,
all right. No.
Sex.
All right.
All right.
Get this cough out. All right. Let's try this out. Wait a second. The awareness of you essentially educates me through perception. We do sessions. In time that leads to our body's confessions, allow me to blindfold you, leave you naked and unable to see. Let your body feel everything. I love the way that your mouth moves in pleasure, how the energy to ecstasy causes tremble from my lips grazing your neck, light pecks across your breast and torso, and a slow moving flow. I let your breath inform me. The hardening of nipples on a tail standing from the swell. Gasps. I know all too well. It's here. It's here that you can hear the microns of skin slide beginning to glide from sweat. You've already begun to orgasm from the bites of your inner thigh. Your pussy throbbing, and I have to tell little mama I'm coming for you. I'm not just done yet. Put your hands in the front, touch yourself as my hardness slides between your ass cheeks. Let me use these pillows to prop you up. Finger yourself to the tune of my sups. And lick your being while using my head to investigate your scene. Spread your legs wider while waiting for me to put me inside her. I want to feel every drip of every drop of your wetness. Drench me until rivers form from your quivers, and let my nasty talk culminate your shivers. Your attitudes of sass with my thumb in your ass, I want you on overload until you tap and pass out, grinding, wanting more. I'm trying to make this last. I need this slow. Dagger, inch by inch. Your clench on clench, your bated breath, your little deaths. I need to savor my results. taste your desire fulfilled, holding your ass played until my tongue has had its fill. Nothing seen will go unsampled. Trample over your sweet thighs, please, with the art of these senses, because you belong to me. And let's speak.
Oh, shit. We got King Drip up in here tonight. Damn.
I had to clear my throat and rub my collarbones. I'm just saying. But wow, that was
yeah.
Good.
If you need a bad idea, take it home and try it out.
I will be.
Yo. Yo.
I'm okay.
Y'all, poor, y'all, you know what? That. Oh God, you know I'm already. I was an instant fan from day one. So,
mm-hmm.
Like I said,
absolutely.
You can be as explicit in every word that you say, and it still comes out sounding like a combination of your words make love to the ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is,
mm-hmm.
yo, and it always sounds
mm-hmm.
like that. It don't matter what you're saying, it just sounds like that, except for when you're doing a conscious piece. That's when you can hear the difference
yeah.
in the tone
yeah.
and the voice and,
oh,
and the vibration. But anything
mm-hmm.
else, yo.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll be make you sit back and
cool.
be like... almost forget where the hell you are and start touching certain places. that was delicious. That was absolutely delicious, as always, coming through. But we really need to know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe.
I believe this Tuesday, I believe we have Flash Week coming up. I will let you know. I'll be advertising for week after, but it's also, you know, it's the week before Atlanta. Of course, you know, we're going to do the beautifully dope Honey Dripper show at Artistry Live Decatur, and making it all good. Georgia is about to be on. So if you're in some place, you're in the Tri-City area, pick it up on Eventbrite, look up Honey Drippers, and we should pop up. Other than that, it'll be fun and fantastic and rocking outside, so you know,
mm-hmm.
my socks out, shotgun, game out,
I know that is awesome.
Okay.
That is awesome. And it's going to be an event, as always. Now, we're going to release you. I'm going to hold you hostage. I'm going over there to the Love Lounge. Got Atterbury's over there. You got Lady A over there. You got Just Jay over there. Come on over there. Have some conversation, some drinks. Sit back. Put your feet up. Take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Diva,
wow.
Diva, Diva, this was a hell of a show again. Every time I
amazing.
Think, you know what, I'm going to just stop thinking mm-hmm. that way. It's just an amazing show once again. And the poets,
yes.
man, y'all brought
mm-hmm.
it. Y'all came through. Thank you so much. Oh, man, I appreciate every last one of you. Oh, wow, this was awesome. Diva, you got some closing
mm-hmm.
words for us?
I do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for everything. Without you guys, mostly there's no us. Other than the founder of these programs, look, it's the fans that keep us going. So I appreciate you. We do. And y'all stay safe out there. We've been having some crazy weather around the world. So y'all just take it easy, okay? Because you never know what's coming up. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So
absolutely.
Y'all stay safe. Stay away from each other if you're sick. You know what I'm saying? Just like my diva says, have some common sense, people. God bless you guys. Good night. Diva?
Absolutely. Once again, I want to send out a thank you to everyone that streamed in and listened, called in and just listened, and came through with that magnificent poetry, man. I can't thank y'all enough, because without y'all, this show just wouldn't work. It'd just be, you know, some basic conversation. So I'm going to send y'all off with a little song, and with that, I love you. Stay safe, respect one another, and please, please be kind to yourself, because whatever you're dealing with, it's going to work out. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
You won't kiss and tell, I'm for real. I wanna give you a supply. How it feels when your heart's beating fast, sweat drips off your body. Let me kiss on your neck tonight. I've tried to